chapter 9, relentless consistency. People want to be consistent with their values and beliefs. They tend to stick with what they are conditioned to believe. This is what we call the principle of consistency. If they act in a way that is incompatible with their character or state, they will feel uneasy. The principle of consistency is a powerful technique you can use when you feel that the other party will not agree or comply with your request. Here are some cases where the principle of consistency is evolved. Number one, ask your spouse if help is the most important aspect of their life. If they say yes, then tell them that they should take a break from the stressful job and go to a relaxing vacation with you. Saying that they don't need a break would be inconsistent with what they previously said, that health is the most important aspect of life. By first asking a question that they believe that they can relate to, they are more receptive to accept your proposal, which is associated to the question, in order to be consistent. Number two, your parents don't want you to leave your current job, but you want to engage in business. So you ask them, Mom, Dad, do you think attaining financial freedom is more important than staying in your comfort zone? If they say yes, then tell them that the only way I can achieve financial success is by not being stuck in the rat race, which is having a job. Please allow me to set up a business, so may I have enough time to dedicate to a serious business. Charities using consistency. Charities have been applying consistency to encourage and collect more donations. A charity representative would call you and ask, how are you doing today? After your normal reply of fine, good, or great, the second question to you would be something like, great to hear that, because I was wondering if you'd be interested to make any donation to help the poor, victims of the recent calamity. It'd be difficult for you to not share your blessings with the less fortunate because you already claimed that you're doing okay. Ironic buying behavior. Buyers observe the law of consistency. Once they've purchased something, they convince themselves that they've made the right choice in buying it, even if they're later shown proof or facts that the product they bought is not worth it. Here's an interesting observation. Years ago, my friend Tom was itching to buy a certain car. He fell in love with it the first time he saw it. He was 90% sure that he will buy it. But somehow, he thought it'd be best to wait for a while. One day, Tom decided to go to the car company and test drive the car, although he's still not certain if he'd really buy it that day. While waiting for the car sales representative, he met and talked with a car enthusiast named James. Now, James happens to know something that Tom doesn't. James told him that his dream car has a certain flaw, and he has the research data to back it up. Upon knowing this, James immediately purchased the car on that day. Isn't it ironic that Tom became more convinced to buy the car when he found out it has a certain weakness? The theory behind Tom's decision lies in the fact that he wants to be consistent with the initial decision of buying the car. He loves the car so much that he's almost ready to buy it. Then this man has an assertion that may ruin his expectations. No way. Tom bought it immediately so that he doesn't need to evaluate what's causing the flaw. This feels right, and he doesn't want to overload his brain with another aspect to analyze. This weakness the car has, if true, may even make him decide not to buy the car, which would be contrary to his desires. Tom's friends have been saying only good things about this car, so his buying decision can't be wrong, or so he thought. How a consistent person may respond. Jake has been a member of a supposedly reputable organization. If the leaders of that organization became suddenly involved in a big scandal, he may either A, defend the organization, people are just envious of our success, so they're devising plans to tear us apart, or B, segregate the case from their accomplishments. Our leaders have worked hard to boost the organization's profits by 175%. Whatever they're involved in right now is insignificant compared to their achievements. C, compare the leaders with others. Oh, I'm sure there's lots of leaders out there who will have done worse things if they're involved in this scenario. D, admit the fault. If only I knew how dishonest they are, I'd have never joined the organization. Take note that letter D is more unlikely to be Jake's course of action. One strong reason is that he's already part of the group. Saying negative things about his own organization will only reflect back on his reputation. Second strong reason is that he's already programmed his mind to believe that the organization is thriving on integrity and good ethics. This is the end of chapter 9.